There are, however, a number of inconsistencies we have to highlight. Firstly, restaurant staff and customers where the pair had eaten claimed Sam had a large quantity of money with him. Ostensibly, this was to buy Christmas gifts. That money was never recovered. Bertha Franklin had at one time been an operator of a brothel, and rumors persisted after the killing that she and Boyer, who had worked as a prostitute, were running a scam. Boyer would find victims and offer to sleep with them, but the two women would pickpocket them and then cry rape. Franklin had shot a motel guest in similar circumstances just 6 months earlier. Those who viewed Sam's body when it had been laid out in his coffin were alarmed at the beating he must have taken before he died. Reliable witnesses, like Etta James, claimed that a broom handle could not have caused the injuries they saw. Sam's head had been almost severed, and he was bruised and cut to a major extent. What's the real story? We can only guess. There are some who suggest that Alan Klein, Sam's manager, might have been behind the murder. Sam's death would give Klein ownership of the rights to Sam's back catalog. He does seem an unlikely culprit, as a living Sam would produce more songs and so bring more wealth to Klein. Another popular theory is that a government agency, such as the FBI or CIA, were the prime movers in the murder. Perhaps they wished to remove a civil rights activist whose popularity they feared? It's argued that Franklin and Boyer were implicit in a deal that guaranteed them immunity from prosecution for other crimes. This theory tries to explain the injuries Sam sustained by suggesting he was beaten up by government agents before being shot. Whether the shot was fired by Franklin or someone else can't be proven. It may or may not be relevant to note that Elisa Boyer was arrested the following month for agreeing to have sex with an undercover police officer for $40. 15 years later, she was charged with manslaughter and convicted for shooting her then-boyfriend.